Well, I mean, I'll spell it out for you. The allegation is that there were repeated contacts between high-level Trump aides and Russia, and that this was before Mr. Trump was in the White House, which, of course, as we know, there's only one president at a time, and so that would run afoul of rules and tradition that you don't start negotiating with Russia beforehand, as well as, because of Mr. Trump's conciliatory tone, perhaps the relationship was cozy.
What we have is the national intelligence community with illegal tapping, letting out that information to the Washington Post in an effort to take out former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. And I think if you take a step back at some of the other elections where allegations like this have been made, particularly in 96 with Clinton Gore and the Chinese fundraising, we had actual evidence of the Chinese trying to influence the election through financial contributions. The vice president was making fundraising calls out of the out of his official office. Those are real illegal activities. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about here again is just very amorphous, imprecise allegations. And again, the only real fact that we have is that the national intelligence community illegally tapped Michael Flynn, a private citizen, having conversations.